Part of the whole game on Monday night is Hank Williams and his song. So far, this year's games have been good, but wait till December 12th when St. Louis visits Seattle. Hank and his rowdy friends would have been the highlight of that game. Personally, I always thought Hank was a better fit for evening football than Faith Hill in those high heels and black stretch pants, singing I've Been Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. Doesn't that song title sound an awful lot like When Are These Stupid Football Games Going to Be Over? Which is what men hear all day from their wives. Granted, Faith Hill in black stretch pants is pretty much always a good thing, but maybe a football game isn't the best venue, that's all I'm saying. Anybody surprised about ESPN being so politically correct? Well, remember, that's where Keith Olbermann came from. And ESPN is owned by the Walt Disney Company, which is run by Robert Iger, a progressive liberal and Barack Obama supporter. Now it makes sense, doesn't it? The last thing liberals want is a two-sided conversation. That's why Disney squelched the documentary The Path to 911, which made the Clinton administration look bad, and squelched a miniseries called The Kennedys because the Kennedys objected. Unfortunately for Disney and ESPN, it looks like Hank Williams won't be so easy to squelch. Hank is royally PO'd, and he's not some inconvenient documentary Disney can hide in a filing cabinet. Meanwhile, over in New York, a large mob of smelly, unemployed, radical-left nincompoops is trying to occupy Wall Street. They can't actually reach Wall Street because the police have them walled off in a park, which they're filling up with trash and bodily waste to such an extent that children may never play there again. But hey, give the bums credit for trying. Wednesday, they linked arms and charged the police line in a futile attempt to break through to Wall Street. It was like the charge of the Light Brigade, only without the glory or the magnificence or the horses or a good poem from Alfred Tennyson. The Occupy Wall Street protesters hate Wall Street but love President Obama, apparently blissfully unaware that Obama was bought and paid for by Wall Street. The Obama administration is so chock full of ex-Goldman Sachs people, the investment banker probably has a staffing shortage. Anybody who wants a chuckle should read the protesters' demands. They have 13 of them, and they're so phenomenally, outrageously, wildly stupid and cause so much ridicule that they started saying, hey, that's not our official list of demands. Two of them, numbers 1 and 9, contradict each other. Number 8 demands equal rights for all races. You know, like the 15th Amendment and the 1964 Civil Rights Act already do. Number 5 wants to end all use of fossil fuels, and numbers 6 and 7 demand $2 trillion to spend on infrastructure, planting new trees, and closing nuclear power plants. But demand number 11 is the best of all. Number 11 wants all debts erased, including mortgages, loans, and credit card balances. Somebody should tell these protesters that we already have a mechanism for erasing debts. It's called going to work and paying what you owe. The protesters are amusing, but it's not so funny when the stupidity is in the White House. Last month, a billionaire named Harold Hamm was invited to the White House, and this week we read about that visit. Mr. Hamm discovered the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota, which contain over 20 billion barrels of oil, and he could hardly wait for a chance to tell the president about the oil and gas revolution happening in this country. He wasn't sure Obama even knew about this revolution. Here's what the president said when Mr. Hamm told him that enough oil and gas has been discovered in the last few years to make the United States completely energy independent. Quote, and this is the president now, oil and gas will be important for the next few years, but we need to go on to green and alternative energy. Secretary Chu has assured me that within 5 years we can have a battery developed that will make a car with the equivalent of 130 miles per gallon. Unquote. I'm not sure I can adequately express the monumental ignorance on display in the president's words. Number one, a battery is not an energy source. It's an energy storage device, so the whole general direction of the president's reply is a logical non sequitur. Whether Secretary Chu's dream battery is invented or not, you still have to produce the electricity to charge it. Number two, whether or not a car gets the equivalent of 130 miles per gallon is totally unrelated to the battery, since the energy that charged the battery is produced at a power plant, almost certainly a power plant that burns fossil fuels produced by people like Harold Hamm. And finally, the U.S. is nowhere even close. Let me repeat, nowhere even close to replacing fossil fuels with windmills and solar power plants. The idea that our president thinks we are close is truly Halloween-level frightening. How can our president not know this stuff? Is he getting bad information, or is the man simply unable to grasp the information he gets? One thing is for sure, a man this devoid of basic knowledge is not capable of leading the United States out of the current economic crisis. That's just common sense.
Wow. How about Boone? I mean, he's he's trying to get wind power going all over the entire world.
It's not going to happen.
Why can't it happen?
All the stuff we've done over the last few years, we still have like a minuscule, less than 1% percentage coming from windmills. And nobody wants them in their backyard anyway, let's face it.
Well, Holland got along good with them.
They have Holland and, we were just talking about Sweden and Norway. They have them out in the North Sea where they don't bother anybody.
Well, we could do something like that, can't
we? Totally bad idea.
Yeah, to send them down to Aruba. Too much stuff going on down there. Just put some windmills up.
Wasn't it the Kennedys that stopped the windmills from being put up outside of the Keys, right?
Bobby Jr.
Yep.
And he's a total environmentalist and always a lobbying for windmills. But when they started to put one out in front of his house, he's like, no way. Wow. I don't want to look at that.
Didn't want to be sovereign. Pretty soon we'll have a battery company called Choo Choo's.
Choo is something else. I mean, this is a Nobel-winning physicist.
Hoo-wee.
And he's the energy secretary, but he seems to be...
Well, maybe he's kind of trying
less
to,
than intelligent.
Trying to be in the same mold that they're trying to make. But he'll break out of that.
Well, when I hear that name, I think of Jimmy Choo Choo's.
Choo Choo's like trains?
Jimmy Choo's, the most expensive high heel there is in Beverly Hills.
Diva.
Always the shopper.
Choo's the guy who suggested we paint all the roofs of our houses white so the sun would reflect off and that would stop global warming.
Oh. Well,
that's
maybe there's something
secretary.
To that. Maybe there's something.
No, there's nothing to that.
Well, I've been considering what we've had in Texas, triple digits, the worst disaster.
You're going to paint your
drought.
Roof white?
No, let me tell you, I have a white car, and my neighbors that have a black car, I still burn my hand on the steering wheel, but they couldn't even get in there.
Well, until they get rid of chrome, we're all going to burn every time I open the door.
Yeah.
One thing I did like was you were talking about erasing all the debt, number 11. That, I mean, that's chapter 11, well, right? That's what everybody's doing, right? Corporate America.
They got a lot of ridicule for that list of demands, so they're kind of backing away, and now they're coming up with different demands. Mm-hmm. It's not really clear what the marchers are looking for. And when
they're just looking for change.
And when reporters go up and ask them, nobody's really sure what they're marching for.
Change.
They just want to be active. They just want to do something. Unfortunately, it's the only way that they can feel empowered.
And that's what I saw years ago. And it's happening. But also, I just saw this morning on Facebook, there is a new picture out that they're trying to remove from Facebook of an overhead shot of the march. And it is all over. I mean, the people are not in a certain location. They are all over.
They haven't made it to Wall Street
yet. How many of them are there?
Well,
How many of them are there?
No, there's thousands now.
Well, there are different cities, you know.
Thousands in New York and all over.
But they're being supported by the union, so the numbers are going to swell because the unions have come in. And now MoveOn.org, which is the organization that supports Obama, they're supporting the march. But when you start bringing in people and just shipping them in on buses, it's not necessarily uprising of the people anymore. The Daily Caller interviewed some Spanish-looking men who were marching in Washington as part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't speak English, and they couldn't even read the signs they were carrying. It turns out the organizer of the march just picked them up at the local Home Depot
to get down
and handed them all a sign, and now they're marching as part of the uprising.
Well, in $20, you can't get them to do it for free.
One thing I noticed, though, because I have marched, but one thing I've noticed, for example, I saw that picture today. I went, wow, okay.
Serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's for real. I marched in San Francisco a few years back. There were over 100,000 people in that march, and... including some of our servicemen at the front of the lines and so forth. And they had some interesting things to tell us about what was going on over there.
Yeah.
But there were hundreds of thousands of people. And guess what they tried to put and they put in print? 25,000 people. Uh-uh.
I love that. There were that many.
There was not 25,000 people.
There was that many. That was that many at the...
Yeah, the count at everything is always controversial. That when we had one of the first Tea Party things down here, I did the count. I went up and I said, who's counting? And they said, well, we're just going to let the TV network do it. And I said, you should not let the TV people do it.
500 million people.
So then I did the count. And I'm telling you, it's not easy. How do you count a mob of people?
Yeah. Well, they have to do it by demographics, too, I think, in San Francisco. I mean, it was I mean, whether way, they're, well, I mean, it was, I mean, it, and it was nonstop, and it started coming from all over the
place.
Well,
they have to take a lot of different things
into
consideration.
And these people were Americans. San Francisco. I mean, that was the thing, was Americans.
So what I did is I got a megaphone, and I said, everybody stand still while I count you.
Oh, did you?
No, I didn't. Oh, being the accountant he is. You know, he's a bean counter.
I just want to know how many of those people actually voted.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And how many of them are collecting 3 years worth of unemployment? That's why they can be there.
Exactly.
That irritates me.
Or maybe they didn't even have jobs if they're young before. I mean, I've got a 19-year-old granddaughter.
Who's never worked?
Well, no, she does babysitting or whatever she can. She's going to school, but, you know.
Well, it's been an interesting conversation. The last time I marched was at a Deadhead concert.
Hey, burn your bra, Jay.
To get in. I did not burn my bra.
Well, that's a good costume.
I was very...
Yeah, there's a good costume.
She wasn't wearing one.
She didn't have one.
She wasn't wearing
that's
one.
Right. Honey. Hey, thank you very much, Diva. Elena Prophet, thank you, honey. Thank you, Isaiah. We'll have you back again. Good luck on your show.
Thank you so much.
JP.
Okay,
you over
thank
it now?
You.
See you next week.
Yeah, I had my...
Don't talk over my theme song. Okay. Cut him off. You're listening to KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an American broadcasting station. Oh, sing it.